WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym, your daily dose of mental fitness, hosted by yours truly, Dylan Brooks. Ever feel like your mind's a revolving door? People, thoughts, demands just waltzing in and out whenever they please. Today, we're tackling a crucial skill for keeping that inner sanctum secure. Setting strong boundaries. Because let's be real, life can get crazy. We're constantly bombarded with expectations from work, family, friends, even social media. And if you're not careful, it's easy to feel like everyone else is calling the shots on your time, energy, and well-being. But guess what? You have the power to change that. This isn't about being a jerk or shutting people out. It's about honoring your needs, prioritizing your mental health, and creating space for what truly matters. Think of it like this. Boundaries are the fences around your garden. They keep the good stuff in your peace, your focus, your joy, and help weed out the negativity that can drain you. Here's the thing. Strong boundaries aren't built overnight. It takes practice, courage, and a willingness to say no sometimes. And that can be tough. But trust me, it gets easier with time. 5 key takeaways. 1. Know your limits. This is like figuring out what kind of soil you need for your garden. Are you someone who thrives on solitude? Do you get easily overwhelmed by crowds? Figure out what energizes and drains you. Once you know your limits, it's easier to set boundaries that protect those precious resources. 2. Communicate clearly. Don't leave things to chance. When setting a boundary, be direct, assertive, and kind. Instead of saying maybe when you really mean no, try something like, I appreciate you asking, but I'm fully booked right now. It sounds simple, but clear communication prevents misunderstandings and protects your peace of mind. 3. Practice saying no. This is a muscle that needs training. Remember, saying yes to everything just spreads yourself thin. Saying no allows you to prioritize what's truly important and invest your energy where it counts. Think of it as choosing your battles wisely. You wouldn't say yes to every request for a free pizza delivery, right? Treat your time and energy the same way. Though, protect your physical space. Ever had that feeling when someone just walks into your home unannounced, leaving you feeling invaded? That's why establishing boundaries around your physical space is crucial. Whether it's setting aside specific me time in your home or letting people know you need some quiet time before they drop by, remember you get to choose how and when your personal space is shared. 5. Be patient with yourself. Remember, building strong boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times where it feels awkward, uncomfortable, or even challenging. But don't give up. Every time you set a boundary, even if it's small, you're strengthening your mental fitness and creating a healthier life for yourself. Think about a recent situation where someone crossed a boundary. Maybe they interrupted you during a meeting, constantly asked favors of you, or overshared personal information when you were uncomfortable. Now, how did that make you feel? Probably stressed, annoyed, maybe even a little resentful. Boundaries are essential because they prevent those feelings from building up and impacting your well-being. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're working on a project with a deadline looming. Suddenly, your friend starts bombarding you with texts about their weekend plans, interrupting your flow. You feel frustrated, your focus is shattered, and the pressure mounts. This is where a boundary comes in handy. You could calmly say something like, hey, I really appreciate catching up, but right now I'm focused on finishing this project by deadline. Let's chat later tonight when I have some free time. See? Simple, direct, and respectful. The takeaway here is clear. Strong boundaries protect your mental health, boost your productivity, and ultimately lead to more fulfilling relationships. Remember, setting limits isn't selfish. It's essential for self-care and living a life that aligns with your values. So, what are you waiting for? Start building those fences today. I want to hear about your experiences. How are you setting boundaries in your life? Share your thoughts on social media using #StoicMindGym. Until next time, keep training that mind of yours and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.